The March 1st deadline is approaching for anyone who receives Social Security, SSI payments, or veterans benefits by mail. To save money, the federal government wants to make all its payments electronically. That means a direct deposit into a bank account or onto a debit card. If there's a senior in your life, it's a good time to ask them if they've let Social Security know how they want to receive their benefits or help them with the transition. And Christina Martin-Fervita with AARP says while it's important to get it done, don't worry too much about the deadline.
If they have not made the switch by March 1st, they should not worry. They will continue to receive their benefit. This is so important to reassure everyone. Their benefit will still come in the mail after March 1st.
She says a bank or credit union can help arrange for direct deposits or a debit card. It can be done online at godirect.org or by calling the Treasury Department at 800-333-1795. AARP also has information about making this transition on its website at aarp.org. With a debit card, Martin-Fervita says there are a few important questions to ask. Find out about the fees for using the card, whether there's a good network of ATM machines so you can get cash when you need it, and whether a debit card is practical for paying bills. All banks and credit unions offer debit cards, and now, she says, the U.S. Treasury has a card too, just for this purpose.
You will get one debit card and it will be reloaded each month. If you go with the Treasury debit card, they have set up a call center so that you have a way of calling and checking on the balance of your card so that recipients can have that assurance that the deposit has been made to the card before they go out and use it.
And AARP is warning people that with any change, there are always scams that crop up. Martin-Fervita says if you are called or emailed with reminders about the deadline or asked for personal information to help make the switch, hang up or press delete.
Don't give that out. No one from SSA is going to ask you for that kind of information by phone or by email. You should never respond to those kinds of inquiries.
With Utah Public Radio, this is Amanda Harris.